Bonjour, mes amis. In the heart of your busy day, find a moment of peace and pleasure at La Madeleine. Imagine a cozy corner of France just for you. Whether you choose to relax by the warm glow of the fireplace or indulge in the art of French conversation on the patio, La Madeleine offers the perfect escape. And now, for a limited time, enjoy La Madeleine's Douai Magnifique for just $9.99. That's a melted-to-perfect four-cheese grilled cheese sandwich paired with a cup of their famous tomato basil soup. It's the quintessential pairing, just right for the season. At La Madeleine, they cherish the French tradition of fresh cuisine, crafted with ingredients and recipes that have been lovingly passed down through generations. It's not just a meal, it's an experience. A little piece of France you can call your own. Find your local La Madeleine at lamadeleine.com. Escape the ordinary. Savor the Douai Magnifique. Visit lamadeleine.com today. Bon appetit.
Navigating the business world is fraught with dangers. To thrive, you must drive change, break through disruption, and know exactly where to go next. Armanino, a top 20 accounting and consulting firm, provides the insights, clarity, and strategy you need to succeed. You won't just win today, you'll redefine the game. Learn how at armanino.com. Possible. Redefined.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
President Trump showed up at the border as Joe Biden showed up, well, near the border to Brownsville. Biden went to Brownsville where the state of Texas had already cleaned things up. So there was an average of, what, four or five encounters a day there in Brownsville. So that's why Beijing Biden went there. Trump went to Eagle Pass where there were thousands upon thousands of encounters every single day, but has gone down to nearly zero because Texas has taken over there now and is not allowing massive, uncontrolled, illegal immigration. It was a contrast in messaging between Joe Biden and President Trump. Joe Biden was consumed with things like climate change, and President Trump was consumed with harm being done to the American people by Beijing Biden, his Democrats, and their pro-criminal, pro-illegal immigration policies. Have a listen to this.
Just 4 days ago, an illegal alien in Louisiana was arrested for brutally raping a 14-year-old girl while holding a knife to her throat. And he then allegedly robbed a man who was getting out of his car in front of his home and repeatedly stabbed him in the face, in the back, in the face many, many times before police found this person standing in the middle of a street, all covered with blood, standing over the blood of the man he was attacking.
Yeah. Because Democrats believe, folks, they will respond by saying, well, you know, illegal aliens commit crime in the United States at a far less percentage than do Americans. That's what they'll tell you. Is it Americans are much more crime ridden or crime prone than illegal aliens are. So thus, we must bring more illegal aliens in. So once the majority of the United States is illegal aliens, foreign nationals, we'll have less crime. That's their logic. I don't pretend to know on what planet or what color the sky is on the planet they live on.
Last year, a sadistic illegal alien criminal who was released into our country by Joe Biden was arrested for raping an 11-year-old girl and strangling her to death in Pasadena, Texas. And shortly before she was murdered, she texted her father that someone was knocking at the door. He arrived home from work and found his daughter's body stuffed in a laundry basket underneath the bed.
Yeah. What about Liz Medina? 16-year-old cheerleader, another Texan who has paid with her life, family devastated courtesy of Democrats. And Democrats don't give a damn. Democrats don't care. They will allow as many illegal aliens to stream into this country. And if unvetted criminals and narco-terrorists and foreign military come in, so be it. They've got future elections to rig, you know. That's what the Democrats are doing, folks. They're bringing in these illegal aliens so they can give them the vote. 168 foreign countries contributing to the illegal alien crisis in the United States. Foreign nationals being given the vote by Democrats, and their heads are being counted in the census. So that will continue the representation by these left-wing blue municipalities in Washington, D.C., representation they don't deserve because they're getting that representation courtesy of foreign nationals.
Horrible. Crooked Joe is the blood of countless innocent victims. It's so many stories to tell, so many horrible stories. 3 years ago, we had the most secure border in history. Brandon was saying it. The general was saying it. We had the most secure border, and people weren't coming because they knew they weren't going to get in. And we weren't promising free education, free medical, free everything. I mean, all the promises that are made, no wonder they come. I mean, you look at what this governor, Newsom from California, isn't that his name, Newsom? What he's done to California is unbelievable. People are pouring in. They think they're going to get medical aid. And our soldiers, our vets aren't being taken care of.
Yeah, that's true. And did you catch the new nickname for the pretty boy governor of California? Newsom? Man, I wish I'd thought of that.
But people that come into our country illegally are, we ended catch and release. We built 571 miles of border wall, much more than I promised I'd build. And in addition, we purchased another 200 miles, and they sold that, much of it, for 5 cents on the dollar. And it's the best wall, the same wall that you're using, right? Because the governor's now building a lot of wall also. And it works. Walls work. Walls and wheels, I always said. It's one thing never gets obsolete, a wall and a wheel. Everything else is obsolete about 2 weeks after you come up with it. And we got Mexico to give us 28,000 soldiers to take care of our border. We had the safest border in the history of our country. And now, outside of this area where Texas has done an amazing job, and in a pretty short period of time, they're going to have it all covered. They have just been incredible. What the operation that they showed me is nothing less than incredible. And I'll say this, it's a military operation. I mean, we have a this is like a war.
It is a war. And it is foreign nations aligned with Democrats to launch the war against our people. These foreign nations are emptying their prisons, casting off their impoverished individuals rather than take care of them, putting them onto the United States, and you've got Democrats volunteering you and your family to take care of these people, and before you take care of your own people. As a matter of fact, your members of Congress are seeking to send billions more of your dollars over to foreign nationals to guard their borders while the same Congress leaves our borders wide open.
It's a military operation. So we had Remain in Mexico. Remember that? You can't come into our country, and Mexico agreed to it. And I'll tell you someday, I'll tell you why. Safe third agreements, asylum bans, Title 42, and rapid removals. But Title 42 was so important, rapid removal so important. But the best was Remain in Mexico. You stay in Mexico. We had catch and release in Mexico. We had catch before that. It was catch and release a criminal, and they released him in the United States. We had no more catch and release. Our catch and release was we released him in Mexico.
Right. And when they go to Mexico, they could stay there and they could wait for their trial. Is your asylum claim valid? What you all have to know is that 90%, over 90% of those who are claiming asylum do not qualify. And the Democrats know this. So the Democrats say they use the asylum as an excuse, knowing that none of these people qualify. They'll get in, they'll be released into the country, and voila, they'll never be heard from again. And the Democrats win. Yeah, they'll be heard from again during the census and the voting. Speaking of voting, it's Super Tuesday tomorrow. And you might want to get rid of individuals who are Democrats facilitating all this illegal immigration, and Republicans, as many as you possibly can, who voted to fund all of this. Back in a minute on the Salcedo Storm podcast with the show behind the show and our buddy Sean Chastain.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears Those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Time for the show, Behind the Show, and Sean Chastain joining us for the Monday before Super Tuesday. That's when the whole bunch of states, including the big dog, Texas, registers its voting preferences. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be relying heavily on you since I haven't paid a ton of attention. But as far as my state reps, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that, you know, I get this a lot from folks. And, you know, we used to do this in races when you and I were working together. We would focus right on high-profile races. And I would never give a suggestion. I'd always say where people could go and find the recommendations.
But you're way, way more up on it than I am, and I think your average person is. So you're always a valuable resource in that kind of a deal.
Yeah, you know,
not that I'm going to follow, you know, in lockstep with you, but I may.
Well, I mean, there are,
at least I'll be more informed.
Well, true, and I've been doing as general voting guides for folks. I've been saying, look, mm-hmm. It all depends on what's important to you. I'll give you the examples I most commonly use. If you believe that it's a bad idea to sell land to foreign enemies in Texas, you know, allow China to come in, Iran to come in, Russia to come in, then, and you are really, really ticked off that the Texas House killed that bill. Well, there are three people responsible for that. Dustin Burroughs, right, Dade Phelan, and Todd Hunter. So if that's your big issue, you're gonna, if they happen to be your representative, you'd want to vote them out.
That's one of them.
Yeah,
and I don't think any of them are mine. So
no, they're not.
I know they're not mine, but yeah. So, but yeah, that's a huge issue. Obviously, you know, the continuing property taxes and stuff like that, and just general rights. Yeah, that's the important stuff. So anyway, like I said, I'll be relying on you a little bit.
Yeah, I concur that those are important. There's another voting guide. There are those who believe in parental school choice and education freedom. And there were 22 Republicans who sided with socialists to deny the majority of Texans, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, the majority of Texans want parental school choice and education freedom. Right. So all 22 of those Republicans, one of which is Charlie Guerin, deserves to go away.
Now, on that bill, was there a lot of crap in there, or was it, I mean, because, you know, you get sucked into these political ads a lot of times, and some of it is the school choice bill would allow illegal aliens to step in line and get those vouchers and stuff like that. So was the bill a clean, good one, or is there a better one that could have been put forth because there was a lot of crap in this one?
Well, those ads that are coming out, let me tell you why they are crap, okay? There was a court case called Plyler versus Doe in 1982. This is a result of Texas and other states saying we shouldn't be giving taxpayer-funded dollars to illegal aliens, to educate illegal alien kids, right?
Right.
Plyler versus Doe ruled that the Constitution inside of it doesn't say that you are subject to the jurisdiction of the states as citizens. The word is persons. So yeah. Plyler versus Doe ruled that the American taxpayers are on the hook to educate every child on planet Earth if they can get here.
Yeah.
So where all illegal aliens show up in GovEd already, Sean, and get money thrown
out. I know that. But would they be eligible for the same benefits from a school choice situation that we would?
Yeah. Because it's the money follows the child. The law has said.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, the law has said that
So the ads that I've been watching are misleading. Then
they're totally misleading. You know what they really are hiding? They're hiding a bunch of jackwagons who are big totalitarian fools who are paid off by the education lobby. It's exactly what they're hiding. We voted against parents. We voted against kids for this big, massive government bureaucracy, and we don't want to be held accountable. That's what those ads are out there to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, they kind of got me and made me question what the bill, because I remember it. I don't know that I read it, you know, other than the news stories, that kind of stuff. So
now it wasn't.
You know, go ahead.
It wasn't the end all be all that the school choice bill that was put out there was not, in my mind, it was a starting point. It was not a true money follows the child and the parents tell the child where they get best educated. That's not what it was. But it was a good step in the right direction. And there was simply no excuse for anybody calling themselves a Republican or any Democrat, frankly, that believes in putting policy out there that is consistent with the way their voters want them to go. And again, the vast majority of Texans want this. And there's a small cabal of leftists, of statists on both parties who say, screw you. We don't care what you want. You're not going to get it.
Yeah, I get you.
There's that voting guide. Then there's, I don't know if you saw that documentary. I know I recommended it to you, but it's called the Texas Heist, the Texas Scorecard put out. There are 13 baker's dozen, 13 lawmakers called the Dirty Dozen on that list of who needs to go. The most pliable left wing. Really, they are Democrats, but they call themselves Republicans because they couldn't get elected as Republicans in their particular districts. Then there's the big voting guide that says anybody who voted for Ken Paxton's impeachment, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right. That's 60 Republicans, 6-0. So it all depends on what your criteria is.
Yeah, I mean, all those things are important to me, all of them. So you know, the school choice thing, I've always had questions about. I don't have a child in school anymore. I think one of the things, you know, I have grandkids who are homeschooled, and I know that was not in the bill, which I don't think is right. I think homeschooling ought to be allowed in that.
I'm right there with you. It wasn't the end all be all. And if these 22 Republicans had said, look, it wasn't real school choice and that's why we're voting against it, I probably wouldn't be coming out against them. But and there were plenty of Republican conservatives who said this isn't a real school choice bill. This is a down payment. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the question I had, really.
Yeah.
And if you say it was a step in the right direction, well, if it's a step, why not just do the whole thing in the right direction?
I concur. And again, there are too many Republicans who want to keep a toe in both pools, and you just can't. Yeah. You can't. Oh, we want to be totalitarian on one hand and freedom on another. There's not enough money to do it all. So look, it's like I said, it was a step in the right direction, and even that got killed. And by the way, I think do you know who your rep is?
Yes.
Okay. And have I mentioned his or her name?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's Glenn Rogers is mine.
Oh, Glenn. Yeah. He's a complete buffoon. He's getting plastered in the polls that I could tell. And he is a complete left-wing lunatic. He really is. So that's my opinion of him.
There are a bunch of PACs spending money against him because not every other commercial I see is something about him,
well,
against him. So
yeah, I mean, Governor Abbott's thrown down on him because he thumbed his nose at parental school choice and the majority of voters. Alcott, who is running against him, I was there at his kickoff celebration for his campaign, or one of the campaign gatherings. Standing room only, packed room only. Glenn Rogers betrayed his voters to socialists in the Texas State House, and he's going to be shown the door if the polls are any indication.
All right, there you go.
All right.
I was like voting day. It's kind of, you know, I'm always thinking on the way home, it's like, oh God, what a mean 10, I got to go vote. But then I'm always kind of proud that I did.
Did you see
I'm
that?
I'm always trying to figure out a way to get, you know, little I voted stickers.
Yeah, they hand them out at the polling place.
Yeah. Well, on Amazon, you can get I farted stickers that look just like them. I just so want to, if I'm ever a poll worker,
I farted.
Those are going in there. I fart. Hey, little American flag on them. And they look just like the regular voted stickers.
Oh, that's sick. That is sick.
And I just want to figure out a way to sneak those in there and just, you know, see all these little old ladies in my neighborhood with I farted stickers walking around. Because I'm a 12-year-old boy, and that's really funny.
Precisely. It is. You know, which is hence why I'm laughing hysterically. I think I'd be. And the only thing I'm envious of is I didn't think of it first.
Well, obviously, I didn't either, since you can buy them on Amazon. You know, for next to nothing, and thousands of them. Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, before I'm going to get back to voting here in a second, but Trump was down at the border and competing press conferences with Joe Biden. Joe Biden was talking about climate change. And Trump was talking about, of course, Americans paying with their lives because of Joe Biden, the Democrats' open border. So Trump comes up with a new nickname for Gavin Newsom out there in California, the pretty boy, Gavin Newscum. I'm like, oh man, talk about, you see, and I know how you love, you know, the Rush.
Oh, I just think it's so silly.
The Rush Limbaugh nicknames that a lot of us have adopted, that I know how much you love it, but I'm so envious. I didn't come up with Newscum first.
Yeah, how about we just leave all that alone?
Yes, well, it's,
I don't know.
Again, if you can have fun with
did,
I
did
farted,
you hear the,
if you can have fun
well,
with
yeah,
I farted, but, I can have fun with new scum, okay? Go ahead.
Did you hear the other new name that came out this week for illegal aliens?
No.
Newcomers is what the Biden administration is now calling them.
Newcomers. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know, and if undocumented persons or undocumented migrants or lawfully challenged immigrants didn't get my goat, I mean, newcomers, screw
newcomers.
You.
Yeah,
screw
I think KGP unveiled that this week. So.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and you know the thing about Trump's visit to the border? Obviously, he went to Eagle Pass, where it is the hottest of hot spots on the border. Biden went to Brownsville.
Brownsville, yeah.
quite a ways off. And I think since the first of the year, they've had like 40 people, 40 encounters.
I know, because Texas is has basically taken care of it there, right? It wasn't the federal government. Texas did it. By the way, did you see the video? Trump is waving at the people over the river. And they, and they start shouting, Trump, Trump, Trump. The illegal aliens are cheering for Trump. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
He is so interesting to me, Trump is, because he, you know, you'd think it would be this huge campaign event. But then he gets up to the microphone. He says his bit. And then he starts turning it over to Abbott. And he starts turning it over to the Border Patrol people and to the National Guard people. And he's standing there and, you know, it's not always about him. And it's really refreshing to see in a politician that, you know, he's really interested, it seems like, in what people have to say. So I thought that was kind of neat. And then the other question I had about that whole visit was, how the heck do the Border Patrol union people get away with talking as they do?
Oh, you mean Brady?
And I'm so proud of them that they do, but I can't believe they're not shut down.
Well, Brandon Judd he's the president of the union. His job is to represent his union. He has he's the only one among them who can do that kind of thing. Because remember, when you're part of the union, you're negotiating salaries and working conditions and all that kind of stuff against the government. You know, you're there negotiating against the government. And so that he's the only one uniquely qualified to be able to do that. But
even the Border Patrol agents that we have on, they don't hold back, man. They just let it fly on this administration and how poorly they're doing.
Right. Well, I mean, what else can you say? They're not letting us do our job. Did you notice Brandon Judd looked back? He didn't call him Mr. President. He just called him President. I thought it was kind of strange. And then he looks right at Trump and he says, "Your Border Patrol, not Joe Biden's, your Border Patrol." And I, you know, some people now, Sean, I mean, I think he can get away with that because he can look at you and me. You know, he could be talking, "Hey, Mr. Salcedo, this is your Border Patrol," because, you know, they're supposed to serve us.
Sure.
Right. But that's not the vibe I was getting from Brandon Judd, that he was looking at Trump saying, "We're loyal to you, not to Joe."
Yeah. Biden. Oh, yeah. And just bashing on the Biden administration as they do. I mean, like I said, I'm proud as can be about them and. I'm just shocked that they get away with it. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, the rank and file have to do, they're contractually obligated to do what they do. So, I mean, if you're out there complaining about the working conditions, you know, and I guess that there's so much of the Democrats who are tied at the hip to unions, the Democrats have to be careful, right?
Yeah.
Because you start coming out against union employees, then the other unions don't look at that and go, the other unions go, "Oh, wait a minute. You know, what are you doing there?" So, I think it's just one of those rare times where you have those who are a typical left-wing constituency, union-based individuals who have the ability to call a spade right to their face, you know?
I think it's great.
Yep. But you know what? And that, I told you I was going to get back to voting, and I wanted to see if you've seen this story out of Delaware. Delaware Superior Court finds early voting and permanent absentee voting unconstitutional.
Wow.
I know, right? Delaware Superior Court, this is two Fridays ago, found early voting and permanent absentee voting statutes in the state to be unconstitutional. Judge Mark Connor struck down a request by the state election commissioner, Anthony J. Albence, alongside the Delaware Department of Elections, to dismiss a complaint stating the Delaware's early voting and permanent absentee voting statutes were violating the first state's constitution. And it is. So...
Well,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, I think it should be a special day, and it should be one day. And there's so much fraud that occurs with early voting. Well, not necessarily early voting so much, but mail-in voting and stuff like that.
It should be a national holiday.
That's good. Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah, they should make
a comp day.
But yeah, I know, right? We need a comp day, but they should make it a national holiday and say, look, everybody should get out there and vote. Everybody should get out there and partake in their, and that the most sacred duty and right that you have as an Americans, as an American, and get out there and vote. So, yeah.
I'm with you, pal.
Yep. What else has been going on in your, I know we because it's Super Tuesday week, this podcast naturally gravitated toward politics, but what else you got going on in the personal life, man?
Just making some more bread today. Going to try a different recipe. Mm-hmm. Making Japanese milk bread. So
that's interesting.
We'll see how that turns out. Yeah, it's supposed to be super soft. It's like, because I've always been in search of, you know, like the rolls at Golden Chick. You know, just these puffy, just super soft rolls.
Yeah.
And I've never been able to make them like that. And I think that's kind of what they do. It's this Japanese milk bread or some variation of it. So
you ever
try that?
You ever tried potato rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are like super moist, soft, melt in your mouth goodness. And, you know, by the way, for those of you who have not tuned in, who have not tuned into the podcast, I've given up fresh bread because Mrs. Salcedo ruled out three brand new loaves yesterday of just knock your socks off fresh sourdough bread, different flavors, cinnamon and cranberry almond. And then just one, she made a beer based sourdough bread. And it was just smelled so great. It's like really,
not for
really
you,
not for me, not during Lent. Nope. I gave it up for Lent.
Other than that, I've just been, selling stuff on Marketplace because I'm very poor and I've got extra stuff that I don't really need, so put it up on Marketplace. I just sold a table saw this morning, so that was kind of cool.
Sold a table saw?
Yes.
Wow. Why? Because you don't think you need it?
Well, I actually bought it for a Christmas present for my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
And then after I bought it, I found out that my daughter had already bought her a brand new table saw. So I didn't need it. I used it once. I just don't do that much wood stuff. So, and they're out there enough, cheap enough that, you know, if I ever needed one, I could come up with one. But, yeah, anyway, so got rid of that. I've got a few other things out there, some Harley boots, a pretty nice Tag Heuer watch that I've never worn because I don't like watches. So
don't like being on time? Yeah, I know. It's so pesky, isn't it?
I find that when I wear a watch, I look at it, and then I start obsessing about time. And my life is so regimented anyway. I mean, I don't really have any use for time except for when I'm supposed to be at work. You know, other than that, my time is mine. I don't have any place to be. I don't have anybody to meet. So, you know, I don't, and plus I've got a clock on my phone and in my truck and in my house. So I've got clocks everywhere. I don't need one on my wrist.
I hear you. I look forward to the day when I don't have to know what time it is. I look forward to the day when the only thing that I really take notice is, oh, the sun's getting pretty low in the sky. I guess it's time to, you know, wrap up whatever it is I'm doing. But with the podcast, with the TV show, with the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, you've got six jobs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? And, you know, Mrs. Salcedo says the other day, dude, you're getting burned out. I go, you noticed that, did you? There's just so much out there to do. And when you're a one man band, most of the time, like I am, with the exception of the TV show, it can weigh on you.
It's we've talked about it many times. So I worry about your health. and your heart and all that, because all you do is the politics and work your ass off to be up on all that stuff, and I get it, but dang, it makes me worry about you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, I think I'm starting to turn that corner to where I'm like, you know, it would be nice when I'm not at work. I really enjoy not, and just to your point, I really enjoy not looking at the clock and not having to worry about what time it is. There is something liberating about that, you know.
And you need some kind of a hobby. I mean, you know, from doing puzzles or getting out in the shop or doing whatever you do other than stuff that makes you money, you just need to devote a little bit of time to that just to mentally escape.
You know what, for me, that's yard work, you know, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's yard work. It's just like, and it's been kick-ass weather in Texas last couple of days, last couple of weeks, actually. So
you can come do mine because I freaking hate it. So
no, I want to do it when it's of my choosing. You know what I mean? When it has to be done, then it becomes work. But when I do it, like, oh, I've decided I'm going to do something today to make the yard look better, then I get a satisfaction when it's done, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
Another Mexican out there with lawnmower.
Yeah.
Living up to the stereotype.
There you go. You know, I often wonder. I wonder if folks driving by just like, hey, can you come do mine?
Yeah. How much you charge?
Yeah, exactly. This is my house. Thank you. All right, brother. Hey.
All right, pal.
Hey, appreciate you as always.
All right. I farted. Remember that.
Yeah. I'm going to go look that up right now. See you, babe.
All right. Love you. See you.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit two websites. All the information as the voting gets underway and the results start rolling in will be found for you in the state of Texas at Texas Scorecard. They'll cover it from A to Z. Trust me on that. Also go to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you'll find me. Chris Salcedo Shows, the Salcedo Storm podcast. And the Salcedo Shows on TV and on radio. All the information there as well as our social media hookups. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.